Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness.
You know, usually when you bump into a friend, you say, "How are you?" You know? But I have a different question. Just, where are you? Not here. I'm in my head. I'm in the future. Anything but here. And yet I think that we come here not to hear another talk. You've heard them all. You've read them all. Even though that can be nice. And I think we come here to actually be here. And being here is, what I mean by that is, being here is the reality of connection. So yesterday, I led a Skype satsang, which we've been starting to do with small groups. And it's been, you know, people all over the world were there and amazingly felt connected. And some people were even crying because they missed the community or seeing, you know, they're not in the area anymore and they've moved away or whatever. So there was that too. How incredible. So when we're really here, when we aren't somewhere else in our mind, in our future, in our wanting, in our not wanting, we're actually available for connection, which is our true nature. It's an aliveness, a presence, a vastness. And so I think that's really the reason that we are here, that we come here and we are here, is to either discover that for the first time, what it really means to be connected, or to rediscover it, or to deepen into that which is already present for us. So, I don't have anything to share with you that's new, really, in that sense. It's really not about information. It's not about the map. It's really a description of it. It's a description of the territory that we're already, that we already are. An infinitely amazing unfolding of life. When we're not projecting, when we're not filtering, when we're not judging, comparing, analyzing, when we're not trying to get something, we're not trying to get away from something, but just being. It's funny that we have to schedule time to stop. easy, but it is what it is. So thank you for scheduling. So we go from having no time to being in the timeless, which is the here, which is the reality of now, the timeless. And it is such a relief to not feel the burden of the future or the burden of the past or the burden of our beliefs, how it should be, how it should have been, how I could have been. Who I could have been. I could have been a contender. Sorry. It's a quote from Marlon Brando, if you probably know that. And we tell ourselves all kinds of things. And, you know, since we do tend to communicate with ourselves, I certainly recommend doing it in a way that is supportive, you know, that is patient, that is forgiving, that gives permission to be human, imperfect, just where you are right now. You know, because we need love. We need to feel connected on a human level. So it's not just this really groovy bliss of spirituality, which, yeah, it's a good high, I agree. But that's just the beginning. Getting high isn't what it's about. It's great to be high as long as you're not disconnected. As long as you're available to really be with another, with the earth, with your own grief, with your own unfulfilled desires, disappointments, trauma, whatever starts to heal and transmute in this vastness of openness, which connectedness brings forth. The healing follow-up, the ongoing healing of transformation. That's why awakening is ongoing. It's not like, okay, now I'm here. It's Oz. Just what I expected. Life would be a real drag if it just turned out to be what you expected. Sorry. Yeah, it actually is constantly surprising us and mortifying us. Life is unknowable, really. Being connected, being open, is the ability to move with that mystery as it unfolds, available for whatever is being asked right now. You know, to take care of yourself, however that needs to be done, it may be challenging, right? Whatever is facing you, whatever is burdening you. And we come here also to unburden, to offer up into the space whatever is weighing on our heart, our body, our mind. Because there's something amazing about just telling the truth in openness, in acceptance, that can free us, at least even for a little bit, to feel the relief of the fullness of being, even in difficult, overwhelming circumstances. So that's another reason to come and be here is to let that happen, to come up if you want when we have the dialogue. Not to be caught in the story, not to tell the story, but to actually express the truth of the condition, whatever that is. Not because you want to understand it, not because you want to get the answer or to figure it out, because that doesn't really work. What really works is just to actually offer it, to give it into the space. Because direction of life is a mysterious movement that we align with. And we follow that movement. When you awaken to your true nature, it's a gravitational force field that will move you into the unfolding of life. And when you're aligned with that, you know, you're aligned. It's just, you're clicking along. And when you're not, and you're in control, and you know it, how it should be, then it's a struggle, and it's suffering, and it's a bummer. Okay. So, you could ask yourself, you know, is it a bummer right now? Should I have gone sailing instead of come here? I mean, look how nice it is out there. It's like, out there. It's very seductive. Particularly from the view from Tiburon. Pretty nice view. But why do we appreciate the most amazing, one of the most incredible, gorgeous landscapes that you can see out the window here or outside? Because nature is something that we relate to. Beautiful nature, because it's us. It's like when you come and you are in an environment where you feel uplifted or opened or unburdened or expanded. It's you that you're seeing. The radiance that you're tuning into is you. It's just all reflecting it. It's all a big mirror out there, in here. Out there, in here, what's the difference? What's the difference between looking at the view and being the view? Be the beauty of the water, of the Golden Gate Bridge, of people in the room. You know, that's the open-hearted, big open-hearted space. That's possible to become more available in the moment as you find your way. It may not be where you're at right now, you know. That's okay. You just start every moment wherever you are. And that really is a nice way to think about it is, oh, I'm starting right now. Not like I started 40 years ago and how come I'm only here? Damn it. How many of these have I gone to? How many retreats? How many lifetimes? Who's counting? Yeah. Starting right now, that's what, you know, beginner's mind is. That's Zen mind, you know. It truly is beginning now. That's a relief. It means you can let go of the burden of everything else. That's so freeing, you know. Or you could try a prefrontal lobotomy if that doesn't work. You know. Just kidding. What was that old line? I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a prefrontal lobotomy. I just thought that was funny. Of course, I grew up with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. When it was performed at the in a little theater in North Beach when I was in high school in the 60s, and it was performed by the Royal Shakespearean Acting Company, and it was so realistic that people would jump up on stage and try to kill Big Nurse. I'm not kidding. Somebody jumped up and strangled her during one of the performances because there was very close, only 100 people, and it was like you're. And my mother and I went together, and we were like shaking afterwards. It was so intense. They'd watered it down for the movie. And Ken Kesey wasn't happy about that, but he wrote it. But you know, they had prefrontal lobotomies and that, in case you didn't know. Now we have enlightenment. So we've evolved a little bit. Okay. It's good to be here. Beautiful, beautiful place. So nice to be in this beautiful place together. It's very nostalgic for me. This is where I met my first main teacher, Jean Klein. Back in the mid-80s, I guess, at the community congregational church here in Tiburon. So, you know, ask yourself right now, am I here? Have I gotten here yet? What would it take just to be here? Can I just give myself permission to let go of anything that's in the way of being right here? Yeah. And that might be a movement in your heart that wants to happen, or some restlessness in the body. Or some anxiety or unsettledness. Can you just breathe with how it is? You know? Just breathe into your whole body. Let it wake up. Let it be the full aliveness of all the selves that you are as a body. And then let your senses be filled each moment with just listening, with just seeing, with just feeling, hearing, without any filtering, without any reactivity. And you might find that you are awareness itself. Not someone who is aware, but awareness itself. And then just be that. Just be that awareness. Hi.
So I'm experiencing this dance inside me between love and intimacy and fear. Mm-hmm. So it's like a deep yearning for human connection.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like I'm also kind of becoming a body of love at the same time. It feels like if even somebody did the most horrible thing to me, I'll just pray for them. Like I feel like I'm losing instincts that I thought could protect me. And it feels really good, but it feels really scary at the same time. And that's why I came, because I've been trying to surround myself around people where I could feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to talk. I can feel, okay, there, I can be myself. And mm-hmm. it's just scary. and yet it's nice. It's mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I had so many ideas about what does it mean to be a man. In my karma, there is a lot of warrior type programming.
A lot of what kind of programming?
Warrior, somebody who saves others, and you know. Mm-hmm. And that's just those instincts like dropping off. Mm-hmm. So it's like right now I feel like connection and yet I feel fear. So
yeah, but the fear, all I would say would be to notice if there's anything trying to hold back the fear or keep the fear away. That's it. Just be aware of that. See, it's really, I can feel what's happening with you. It's, you know, it takes a while to get used to being infinite. You know, the energy that we are isn't limited to this body by any means, right? So the body has to get literally transformed in a way to handle the flow, to handle the expansion. And it can be scary.
You know, I've heard teachers talk about identity and all that stuff, and I don't know what that means, to be honest, but there's like a felt sense. But there's the, you know, like human identity, mm-hmm. and felt sense of my own self.
Yeah,
that's shifted.
Yeah, of course.
So that's, they say, I don't know how I'll act in situations that I use. It's like everything feels...
You're regrouping. You're reorienting. It's like a whole new modus operandi is coming in. It's a new download. You're getting a new operating system. It takes a while to download. You can't push it. See, the old MO of getting stuff done and all that.
I can't. It doesn't work. I can't even try.
No. Trying actually makes it worse. Yeah. Good. Well, okay.
When I pray for everyone. I can't pray for myself. And when I hold on to my own suffering or illusions, I said I'm holding to everyone's illusions and suffering. When I feel state of expansiveness, I said, this is everyone's state of expansiveness.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're connected.
And when I start feeling separate from others, I said, well, I'm getting afraid.
You're coaching yourself well. You got a good inner coach going there.
I guess my ask is for everyone, I guess, just hold me in your heart if you guys can. I'm really glad what I'm going through. It's the most beautiful thing that's happening, and yet it feels really unnerving at the same time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I just would say, as much as possible, really keep awareness through the whole body to keep you connected to heaven and earth simultaneously. So you can be stabilized in this transformation that's happening. Yep. You could even work with stillness. I noticed you're moving a lot in the sitting, and to work with stillness might actually help to let your body really find a way to let some of those channels open up and ground you more.
Okay.
I think it's why Buddha had his, you know, that famous Buddha touching his fingers on the night of his enlightenment. You know, he's like touching the, he's grounding like a lightning rod.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in my tailbone.
Yeah, good. Yeah, the whole spine is a spine, lightning rod, spine. Right through the top of your head, all the way up and all the way down. John Klein used to talk about verticality. That's what he meant. Becoming a redwood tree. Not rigid, that's not what I mean.
No, it's not.
It's like this, you become a column of, it's just like, you're very grounded.
I feel tingliness in my spine, especially tailbone a lot, and then I see a little baby dinosaur.
Really funny.
Popping his head out and saying, am I safe? Is it safe for me to come out? And then goes back in.
That's really funny. The mind is great, isn't it?
What's that?
The mind is great, isn't it? It's this creative, infinitely creative generator.
It helps me come up with a framework to make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Yeah. Wonderful.
I think I'm complete. I think I'm complete.
Good.
Thanks.
Good to see you. You know, what's so interesting is one of the things that's interesting about coming into an environment like this is that, or listening to podcasts, if somebody's listening to this, is that you hear so many different kind of descriptions of someone's process, whether it's just anybody or somebody who's apparently, quote, a teacher or whatever that is. And I think it's really helpful to point out that everyone's journey is quite unique, actually. Quite unique. And yet the essence of it is universal. The energy, the awareness, that mysterious life force that's moving everything is what we all ultimately line up with. How it moves through a particular body, mind, heart, and how that unfolds is going to be very unique to the individual. So it's not helpful to compare to others or try to follow someone else's experience. It doesn't work. It's much more important to find out how your process is working and follow that. And just find out what working means once you get that calibration, which is what we're here for, is to make sure you're calibrated for awakening, so to speak. Once you get that calibration, then you're home free, however it moves. However long it takes, whatever you have to go through, you will find your way without question. There's no doubt about it. If that isn't clear, come on up. I remember when I had my first awakening. Come on, sit down. I was 16 and it changed my whole life. I won't go into that now, but I didn't know what happened to me. Well, I had someone when I was 20, a woman named Ann Armstrong, who was a great psychic, told me I had an enlightenment experience, and she explained to me what was happening. I thought, oh, wow. And then it wasn't until I was a monk and monastery and all that, and it wasn't until I met Jean Klein and had a close connection with him that I met someone who was not only an example, was living in that as that presence, and was able to acknowledge what was happening with me. And it was like, oh, and like he said, you've got it, that's it, just follow that, and that's all you need to know, basically. And that's true. You know, I mean, it's been quite a journey, and it never stops, actually. So I'm always learning and growing, and it keeps happening. Anyway, I don't know if that's helpful to share that, but
hi, good morning.
Nice to see you, good morning.
Yeah. Well, I had this experience the other night. I woke up in the middle of the night, and that's not unusual for me. And oftentimes there'll be a strong emotional component to it. And so But that's not what was happening with this. I was just really uncomfortable in my body. And there was no pain or ache, nothing localized, but it was just like I was really not wanting to be in my body. And so then that just kind of catalyzed this whole sort of cascade of experiences. And, you know, it kind of felt like a birthing experience to a certain extent, you know. I mean, at one point, I was crying for my mom, and that was about the most emotion I could get at that point. And I'm usually pretty connected emotionally. And
what are you feeling right now? What's coming up right now? Something's still moving here. Mm-hmm. You want to put your hands here? It might help you be in your body. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's like it's... So what happened was there, and now even, is this... It's not okayness, you know, to be here in this... There's this...
Just let the pain come out of you. Because that's just a pain, you know, an emotional pain that needs to move. That's it. You see, your whole field is expanding now. I don't know if you can feel that. Probably people in the room who are sensitive can feel it or see it. It's so amazing when we actually allow what's moving to move, we are expansive. We are expanding, even if it feels like tears, you know, fear, you know, whatever. Yeah.
So it's so subtle because I'm normally, you know, my emotions are right up there. And this feels really like so subtle when I close my eyes, you know.
Yeah, it can get super subtle. And that's fine, you know. It's, you know, it really is like a, you know, it continually is bringing forth transmutation, even in very deeply held areas in the nervous system and the bones. Ancient stuff comes out, and who knows? Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, what else we're channeling.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like we don't know. Other lives, other people.
Yeah, it has that sort of legacy sort of feeling, that dynastic, well, just the word is kind of weird coming out of me, but there is this, yeah, this whole thing of...
it's like Atish, who was just up here, was saying, you know, you're just available for whatever. You don't have to say, well, it's their feeling, it's my pain. Forget that. It's just what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't mine and yours anymore. It's just what is. See? And then there's connection. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That intimacy, that closeness. It's wonderful. It's why we want, that's what we're looking for in this life, I think, for more than anything, is to truly realize that we are loved and loving simultaneously. And when we're not taking ourselves to be somebody and not caught in some history, we're able to actually fully be available like this. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can I say?
Mind cannot grasp this.
It's trying.
I know. I could see that. I could see this contraction.
Yeah. Let it go.
Oh, just, you know what? Just notice that it's doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's important. It's not, it doesn't matter that it's doing that, contracting. All that matters is that you can perceive it. Mm-hmm. And not blame yourself and not think it's supposed to not do that, or I have to stop doing that because I'm spiritual. Mm-hmm. Give me a break. You know?
Yeah.
We're human.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
There are parts of us that are still going to want to survive. That's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Freedom is not limited to human conditioning. It's not inhibited by it at all. Just like the ocean is not inhibited by whatever's in it. Mm. It's still the ocean.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Just be the ocean. Even if there's garbage floating through.
Right. Yeah.
Toxic waste, plastic bags.
Yeah.
There it is. Look at that. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because I had this thing about this alien bone broth the night before I woke up with alien bone broth, you know, just like this primordial soup kind of thing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It can get pretty trippy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Alien bone broth.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that one before.
No, I think it's pretty original.
I'm gonna title this talk, Alien Bone Broth. What is that? You have to listen to the whole talk and you'll find out. It's a great title.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Great to be here. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's fun. Yeah, I'm into it being fun as much as possible. Yeah, from total bummer to total blast. Join our party.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I wanted to try something different.
Okay.
I've been toying with this idea that this low self-esteem in comparison that I've had my whole life is not really working for me.
It's not really
working for me or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this notion that maybe I could just let it go.
Like, wow, really? Something is opening in you when you said that. Did you feel that? Beautiful. Go ahead.
So I just wanted some support to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the fear in it, strangely, that...
Because that's what it is.
Hmm.
It's just a movement of fear that needs to move. Once it's once it's not there, you will be just open.
Hmm. It's kind of like it feels like an old, crappy friend, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What a great way to put it. Let me take you down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like my own personal Debbie Downer, you know?
Yeah.
But there's another part that feels like, no, baby, this is just something you're just carrying around.
Right on. Right on. Beautiful. See? That's the voice of nurturing and support.
And I think there's some other part that feels like, well, if I let it go, I'm going to forget something. Or
well, like, you know, the parts of ourselves that are habitual, that are reflex, are conditioned to survive. So if they're not allowed to operate, there can be a natural reaction to, wait a minute, are you kidding? I'm helping, I'm keeping you surviving.
Yeah.
You know, I'm what got you here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like Gollum.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's that, it's those, it's not who we are. It's not our true nature. So, and you're opening to that. So what's really helpful, what you're talking about, is bringing in another perspective in the process of healing. So that voice is not the only one you're listening to. And you don't have to listen to it. You can say, well, thank you very much. I appreciate all the support you've given me. I appreciate your perspective. And now I'm, you know, thank you. And I have another perspective.
Yeah.
Flexible mind is essential. Absolutely essential.
Just like remembering I have options.
Yeah, infinite. How we think about things, we can choose anything.
It's just so funny how that fear, I don't know.
That's all that needs to be allowed, not figured out. It's just, and it's obviously scary, right? Mm-hmm. But once we see that emotions are just rivers that move through us, they're not us, then we let them. It's not personal.
Yeah, and it opens up that realm of unknowing, you know, not knowing what, if I'm not that, then what am I?
Yeah, well, you are opening to that in the deepest sense, and you realize you're that. I mean, you begin to realize you are this pure openness, this peace, this vastness. So let the tears come, say like you are, and let the fear move in as you're able to, or notice that you're stopping the fear. Mm-hmm. Whatever goes on, just be attentive with how it's happening. We're not in control. We don't make it happen. We're not responsible. It's all that stuff is just ego co-opting the universe, you know?
Yeah, that's a... another hard one to get used to is that I don't, because I feel such a heavy burden of responsibility.
Well, this is really where we talk about the human sort of perspective. I mean, it's okay to have a human perspective, right? Being responsible and all those things. It's not that you throw that out the window or anything like that. It's just you're shifting where you're coming from. It's not a denial or an ignorance of the human condition or experience. It's just that you are coming from awareness rather than me. You see what I'm saying? You're shifting your perspective from the personal to the absolute, if you will.
I know sometimes I feel it when I just feel if I can just trust that I can respond to whatever's coming up,
mm-hmm.
that feels more open.
Okay. How are you right now? How would you describe what's happening right now?
I feel like a little constricted, and I'm not sure what that's about.
Where? I could tell that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's kind of around the head and around the chest, too.
Okay. So let's just see what happens if we just sit here. Is that okay to do?
Yes.
Can you feel it opening? Something's opening.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I can feel it relaxing.
Good. That's good. That's perfect.
I think there's some part of me that feels like, what should I do? What should I do? You know?
How does that feel? The question.
It feels like my mind trying to take control of it.
It's fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what's going on. That's freedom. Freedom is not knowing. And not caring. Trust. It is, its nature is profound trust. You see? How's it now? More open?
Yeah, a little bit more open.
Yeah, so that's how it works. You bring awareness to the constriction. Notice there's something going on there. I don't know what to do. Feel that. I don't know what to do, which is a feeling, really. It's not a thought. Underneath it is a feeling. Like, oh, God, help. I want to feel secure. I want to know what to do. I want to know where I am. All that stuff, which is all wanting security. No blame for that. Just to notice it. It's completely instinctual and understandable, but you have to let the body have its instinctual sensations. That's all. Once you allow that, then you become awareness, and that's the end of fear.
Kind of like emotions, just sort of letting it flow through.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the fear.
We're afraid of being expanded. We're afraid of being infinite because there's no boundaries. There's nothing to hold on to. Initially, it is absolutely 100% terrifying because it's like death. It's a fear of losing control.
Yeah, and that's what that whole self-image thing feels like too, is it's mm-hmm. a kind of death.
Mm-hmm. It's a way of being safe in some way.
Hmm.
See, I'm here. Right now, there's expansion happening. So I can give you feedback when your expansion's happening. What is? Can you feel it? There's more.
Yeah.
Now there's more expansion from even when you started. You feel that?
Yeah.
Just be that. Be that space. Be the light. There you go. See? See, now your heart's opening more too. So if the emotion can move, then there's more space. And then the big heart, the so-called heart of vastness, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
That's right. Unconditional love.
Mm.
Yeah. How are you feeling now?
Good.
It's okay.
I feel like, okay, this is great right this minute, and then the minute I get up and walk away.
Fear.
That's
the fear. That's the future mind. See?
Yeah.
Not here. Remember? I'm not here. As soon as you're not here, that's going to happen, because when we're not here, we will be afraid.
Yeah.
See, everybody's going, oh. You hear them, oh, right, of course. It's a relief to be here.
Yeah.
Don't go out, don't go anywhere else. Don't leave. Don't abandon yourself. Nice. Here, I just feel this beautiful nurturing of yourself happening and deeply. It's very nice.
Thank you very
much. You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. You made it back.
I made it. Amazingly. So I want to clarify something.
You want to clarify something?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Is that clear? Can you hear me well?
Not great. You can move the mic a little closer. Maybe
nice accent. So I had a very difficult trip home. But that there was the good side of that. That allowed me to see a lot of where the conditionings and behaviors started.
Right.
So on that sense, it was extremely opening. And I do a lot of sitting, and put my lab coats on, my hiking boots, and go inside my psyche. And there's a lot of things coming up. Very harsh stuff, very difficult things to deal with, to let come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing some craniosacral therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a lot about this, that you need to have a different perspective of things, and you need to reinterpret the story. And I don't feel you need to do that. And I'm not sure if I'm avoiding something, or you just really there is no need to do that, because once you see it, you just give it permission to release.
Great. It's like whatever works. There's no way. It's just you try something, it works. Try something else. You know, if giving yourself a different interpretation works, great. If you don't need to, great. Hey, who says you need to?
I know. I don't like that. it's just
it. I got it. Just trust what works. It doesn't matter what somebody else says. Go ahead.
Okay, that is great.
yeah, you need a little. Exactly. See, it's empowering to have permission to find your way rather than be told how it is or how it should be, right?
Yeah.
It could be scary because you go, well, I don't know how to get there. Well, that which is there will get you there, which is what you already are.
So, yeah, thank you.
Did you follow that?
There is, now I do want your prospect, but...
It's okay, I'll try.
There is this, like, almost existential fear.
Existential fear, did you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In my system that got triggered by my relationship with my mother for the time that I spent with her.
Recently,
back mm-hmm. in Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was not aware of that until, like, I was very ill there. I was very sick. So I had no defense up at all. But every time that she tried to get close to me and touch me, literally, my system would freeze. And, you know, I was just observing that. And
painful.
Yeah, I was very, you know, I never seen that before. And then there is, you know, that's there or was there. And then there is the whole thing about having to relate with them. So I'm finding a very difficult situation to find a way to, you know, just acknowledge that part of myself that has been frightened from a, you know, who knows how long ago, and still have some way to relate. Mm-hmm. But it's almost, I'm not finding a ground for that. Mm-hmm. It's almost, I get like, I go mute, like mm-hmm. my body is like, there's nothing to talk about. There's mm-hmm. nothing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it happening as you're talking about it.
Yeah.
So let's have you be here now. Okay. I got it. Yeah. Because it's like you're leaving yourself somewhere else. And now you're coming back right now. You feel it. And you are able to tune in. What you're starting to do right now, can you feel that? Good. Because the whole description that you just did, you weren't here. That's not judgment. I'm just describing what I was with. You know, it's like you were absent. So what you were actually describing with her was kind of how it was right now. So this is why now is where it's at. And right here, let yourself be fully in your body. You know, be the awareness through your whole body. Just keep it aware. That's good. Good. See, now you're tuned in. Otherwise, we'll go in some mental space about your mother and what happened and all of that. And we want you here. This is the only place to be. That's it. Mm. Whatever that is, we'll move through, we'll transform. Whatever you'll need will come. But it only can happen now. Okay, so this is where I want you to try to stay. So you're not checking out. Which is what you did. is what you probably how you coped.
Yeah, immensely.
I got that. Yeah, but like right now, I'm here to tell you, you're here now. Stay here now.
Okay.
That's it. Beautiful. And the good news is you are able to. Very quickly you tune in. That's a blessing. I know your body has, you know, it's difficult, but you're able to energetically really tune in here. It's beautiful, see? So just come back to this. Come back to the source of your nourishment, of your strength, of your well-being. That's why it's called a call of refuge. This is it. There, now even more heart energy is starting to show up. Good.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of openings happening, especially in the heart space.
Good. So just stay with this and let all that stuff that happened just move through you as it needs to. Just let it discharge out of you. And, right. But right now, take care of yourself like this. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Good to see you. And I think, you know what? My sense of you from the last time I saw you is that this, even though it was horrible and very difficult, something positive is coming from this.
I see that.
Completely.
I feel that.
You're stronger. I could tell when I saw you walk in. I saw you over there.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, wow, something happened.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
good.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to go to hell occasionally. Just don't stay too long. Don't get used to it.
No, it's very true.
It is true.
It's very true. I think every time that I come down on my knees, I just get up stronger.
Right on. So
yeah,
keep coming back here in this moment, okay?
Okay.
And just if you need to, just however you can remind yourself to be right here. Because as soon as you do, you're here. I'm helping you a little bit, right? But
yeah.
It's just this. You can do this.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. You're welcome.
It's good to see you.
You too.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, you're very welcome.
Well, you told me to stay right here.
Good one. Good one. And you interpreted it. I'm sorry, we don't have any more time for questions. I wish we did. Oh. Okay, come on up, what the hell. What the heck?
That was a trick.
Did that bring up something?
I'm always passed over.
Oh, sorry. I felt it. Wow. Yeah, I know the feeling.
So I guess my reason for coming up was a pretty current situation. I've been with someone for a while, and we're trying to decide about, you know, getting married, not getting married, and it's feeling challenging, and looks like we're coming apart.
Mm. Yeah, that's so hard.
Yeah.
Just let it come up. That's what's coming up, isn't it?
You're asking what's coming up?
No, I said just let it come up. The emotion's just coming up right now about it. Can you tell that you're opening right now, that there's an opening happening? Are you aware of that? Or what is your awareness of right now?
It's a bit of numbness, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel your presence, so that pulls me into the present more.
So that means you can feel your presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wondered. Good. Yeah. But the fact that you can do, and even as you say that, more tears start to come into your eyes, right? So there's emotion that's wanting to just move, obviously. Mm. You know, grieving is clearly what's needed, regardless of the outcome, right? Just to let the pain out. This may not be the environment for that, maybe later, but that's clearly what's wanting to move. Yeah, to take care of yourself, to really nurture yourself through this very difficult time. Heartbreak is hard. Any kind of heartbreak. But you don't want to stop it. Don't prevent it. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise the heart will turn into a rock. That's the danger. You want it to break. It's meant to break. It will get bigger. I used to say that my path was the path of the broken heart. Over and over and over again. Horrible, but I thought maybe I should get stock in Kleenex because I was using so much. Yeah. So. People are afraid they'll fall apart if their heart breaks, but actually they'll expand and evolve, and heart's tough. It's very strong. And it needs to wash itself with tears. It just needs to do that. That's fine. It's just the way it cleans itself. So bring attention through your whole body and notice what's numb. What's blocked, whatever that is. You know, gently and be really gentle with yourself. The fact that you can feel presence is a good thing. That's a good sign. You're not shut down. You might be protected because it hurts a lot, but you're not shut down. Is that helpful?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care. So we have a few minutes to sit together in silence, and then I'll have a few things to say at the end. Okay, so just find a nice place just to be for a bit. It really is a blessing to wake up, and you are awakening, and I hope you can keep noticing it as much as possible, you know, so that I can really keep guiding you back to yourself, back to happiness, you know, and so you can really trust that guidance within yourself, so to speak. Wonderful to be here with you today. It's really, really beautiful. And I hope to see you soon. In the meantime, take amazing, loving care of yourself. Happy trails. Thank you.